Okay, on the release of Prince Charles's secret letters to government officials. The memo is being made public following a 10-year legal battle, as the heir to the throne is expected to stay out of the political arena. Here to talk about what these letters reveal, Amy Kellogg is live in London with more. Amy?
Hi, well, this was about neutrality, Jenna. And of course, the letters show that Prince Charles is not neutral at all. But a lot of people here, commentators, are arguing that that is not necessarily a bad thing, that at least he's not a dissolute heir to the throne or a party prince. He is someone, they say, who is quite passionate about a number of issues, from the British Armed Forces to hill farming to architecture and alternative medicine. There were no surprises, in as much as these were all areas the public knew Prince Charles was very interested in. Now, spokespeople for the Prince of Wales at Clarence House have said that he cares deeply about this country and tries to use his unique position to help others. The notes were ominously called the Black Spider letters, but just because of the wispy handwriting the prince is famous for, most of what has been released, kind of disappointingly, has been typed up. The 27 letters went out to different government ministers years ago, including former Prime Minister Tony Blair. In one, Charles pleads the case for better equipment for troops in Iraq, saying he fears Britain's armed forces are, quote, being asked to do an extremely challenging job without adequate resources. In other letters, he lays out ways he thinks the government could better help British farmers. Now, in Britain, the sovereign, as well as the heir, are expected to be above the fray, but the Queen does have weekly meetings with the Prime Minister, and Prince Charles will, too.